Hi, my name is Tracy Farr, and welcome to another episode of The Bathrobe Monologues. That's it. I've had enough. I'm done with eating. Food is off my menu for the foreseeable future. And why have I decided to forgo what some people consider the three happiest moments of the day? Well, let me tell you. I've decided to stop eating not because I'm fat, which I am, and not because my clothes don't fit, which they don't, and not because of the weird noises my stomach makes when it's trying to shove the double cheeseburger out of the way to make room for the Pittsburgh hot links with extra chili. Which sounds interesting, but is a little weird. Nope, I'm done with eating because scientists believe digestion, and more importantly, the gas that is emitted as a byproduct of digestion from cows, is the root cause for the hole in the ozone layer. And since there are way more humans on this planet than cows, and we emit the same byproducts as cows, I'm going to do my share in saving the planet by never eating again. And I do sort of solemnly swear. Except, if I were to eat again, I might be tempted to eat bacon. Sizzling, hot, grease-splattering slabs of mesquite-smoked bacon. Bacon so thick and juicy, you might be tempted to eat it with a fork, but you don't, because licking the grease off your fingertips is the best part. Yep, I'll eat bacon, but that's about it. I might every now and then have a blue coconut cream slush from Sonic or a homemade root beer float, but I don't consider that food. If you can't chew it, it's a drink. No, food is a four-letter word that I refuse to digest ever again. Except, I think some buttered toast with jelly would go great with that bacon. Slices of well-tanned bread lathered in real butter. Stacks of the stuff, surrounded by mason jars filled with fresh jellies, marmalades, and preserves that practically scream, "Eat it all! Your great-grandmother would have approved if she hadn't died in that freak canning accident the day you were born." Yep, I bet a person could live his whole life eating nothing but toast and bacon, as long as he had two sunny-side-up fried eggs to go with them. Eggs sprinkled with just a pinch of salt and a dash of pepper. Eggs so lightly fried that just barely touching them makes the yellow flow like a river across your plate. And if that sounds nasty to you, well, too bad. These are my eggs and not yours. Yep, that's all I need. Toast, bacon, and fried eggs. Nothing else can make me even think about putting food into my mouth. Not when it comes to saving our planet. Not steak, unless it's slowly roasted over an open fire. Not pizza. Is that barbecue? Not lobster tail dipped in hot butter. If it's fresh from Maine, I might. And certainly not chicken fried steak smothered in homemade gravy with monster slices of Texas toast on the side. Okay, I'll have to think about that one.